Welcome to The Ether. Today is Saturday, April 30th, 2022. Today on The Ether, Brevi and Cameron Bright host the Terra Space Apes AMA. Let's take a listen.
Hello.
I was on my PC at first, and that Twitter hasn't figured out how to fix the or do the desktop yet, so I left and got on the mobile real fast to say hi.
Dude, it's such bullshit that they have not figured that out yet. Like, why is this not being it? Like, why can't I do this from my PC? It's so annoying.
Steffi was on one the other day, and he probably is right. It probably has something to do with all the different mics that are out there on the in the PC world to try to find configuration compatibility.
Ah, that does make a lot of sense. But fuck.
Well, yeah, and I don't know if you guys noticed, but like my phone, when I switch from speaker and listener, it actually starts a phone call. Like it puts into your phone somehow. So I think it's a way for them to get by without data and shit too. Like they'd probably just use Wi-Fi or some weird shit, just like, you know, fucking WhatsApp and stuff.
Tell them to get this shit together, dude.
It's probably just a way for them not to have servers and like not to pay for anything. Just put it on everyone's phones.
Tell them stop being cheap.
Now we get to blame Elon for all that shit. All right.
Dude, what do you folks think about Elon buying Twitter? What do you think he's gonna actually like make it better? Or do you think it's gonna be kind of fucked?
I don't think anyone wants to hear what I have to say about Elon.
No, I want to hear. What's up? What you got to say?
I'm just one of those guys that I think he's fucking all smoke and mirrors, that guy. Like, I hate how everyone thinks he's fucking doing God's work when in reality he's just been able to fucking dupe the system and charge billions and billions of dollars for fucking carbon credits, which is basically like fucking printing money that comes out of nowhere. It's basically like crypto, but even more trash because companies just pay out the ass for it because they have to. And now he's been able to fucking buy companies and people are like, oh, he's doing God's work over a Tesla. He doesn't do shit. He doesn't innovate shit. He just hires brainiacs to do it for him. Like, you can't tell me he's that smart when he fucking names his drilling company the Boring Company. Like, fuck, man. He just takes the piss. He takes the piss 24/7 and everyone just eats it up and I'm just not into it.
Oh, I agree 100%. Plus half of his claims he makes, he doesn't ever come to fruition anyway. Like, we're still waiting for that full autonomous driving thing that he's been selling to all those poor souls.
Well, it's funny, my dad was all into his satellite dish, whatever, SpaceLink or whatever the fuck it was called, and Starlink I think or whatever, but and it was just funny hearing about all the bullshit going on with those. Like, my dad lives out east, so he was wanting to get one, and then he heard that like fucking snow was bad for them, and he's like, oh well, I might as well not get one if it snows here half the year. And then we started seeing photos of like it has its own like heater system or whatever for snow and ice, and neighborhood cats, I guess, are using fucking people's Starlinks as like cat beds and stuff because they're like heated beds outside.
So I don't truly understand Elon's intentions at all, as most folks don't. So I try not to speak too much on him, but I'll speak on what I do kind of understand. And if he does what he's saying he's going to do with that Boring Company, that could be huge. Because I think about, like, I'm from Chicago, And if I want to get from one side of the south side of the city to the north side of the city, it takes me about 45 minutes to an hour. He's saying he can do that same thing from like LA to like New York. So like that's, I don't know. If it actually happens, that would be so fucking huge for like the traveling industry, right? Like imagine being able to live in like New York. And then if you're looking for a job, you don't have to just only look at New York. You could look at California's job market too, and then just travel to California every day. Like that's crazy.
Yeah, I mean, it's I don't know about it, obviously going like East Coast to West Coast, but I know it's interesting to see how, like, I mean, in really in North America, I feel like it's our cities, like they kind of do it on purpose. You know what I mean? It's like, I live near Vancouver and they're so green and so forward thinking that it's almost backwards thinking. Like you have downtown Vancouver. When I lived over there, like, you know, Vancouver, it's called almost like the greater Vancouver area because downtown Vancouver is super small. It's like a little fucking island in the middle. And then there's a bunch of towns technically around it that have now become Vancouver. But downtown Vancouver itself is ridiculous. There's like three bridges in and out and that's it. And then the SkyTrain. So like there's always traffic. And they got the bright idea to put in bike lanes on every single road. And so you're taking four lanes of jam-packed traffic and you're cutting out a full lane and a half, basically, of that traffic to put in these bike lanes that maybe like 5% of the people that use cars are going to actually use those things. So now you've just double fucked yourself with your traffic because now you've got jam packed lanes everywhere. And then these ridiculous sidewalks that nobody uses. It's just like, oh my God.
Hey, it's gotta be love for the bikers though. I'm a biker. So like, I would love that.
Biking. Oh, yeah, no, I understand all you assholes it, but... in traffic. I understand it. I just find it funny. It's like, oh, here we go.
Yeah. Because like, if traffic is really, really crazy, then cutting down the amount of lanes will not help that traffic whatsoever.
But yeah, no, we have a proposition here for like, I don't know how far it was supposed to go down. I think it was just supposed to go down to Seattle or something like that. But it's again, it's just interesting to compare like North America to countries like, you know, Asia and Japan and Europe with their like railway systems and stuff. Like we haven't updated any of that shit here. It's like as soon as airplanes came around, everyone was like, meh, fuck it. You know what I mean? Like, let's stop building like national travel pathways. But like we've got a proposition to get one of those, not like a bullet train, but some sort of like, you know, monorail train from Vancouver down to Seattle. And that's supposed to be like, you know, normally it's like I think it's like a 5 or 6 hour drive, maybe a bit longer from here to there. And it's supposed to cut it down to like 30 minutes or something like that. So it's like even something like that, it's like, yeah, if I can get down to Seattle or like go to the States, and it's just like, why don't we have this yet? You know, it's like other countries do.
We've got someone like that in the UK. Well, they're currently working on it. I think 6 million, £6 billion project where the amount of time it gets from, I don't know if you guys are familiar with the UK, but you've got Manchester to London. Normally it takes you on average about 4 hours to get there and back there. But we've got a new system that they're hopefully putting in place where it should take less than an hour to get there. I'm just driving at the minute, guys, so I will definitely be joining in literally about 5 minutes when I get home. But I just want to kind of chime in on what you guys were talking about. But yeah, we've got a system that's hopefully going to be doing that with, and it's just because of the expense of living in London, it's just too extortionate for anybody at the moment.
Yeah, it's a huge thing here. Like, I know Toronto's like that. Like, Toronto, surprisingly enough, I think is actually one of the most, not in the world, but I think in North America, it's one of the highest populated like cities. And that's like nobody who works in Toronto lives in Toronto. Like nobody, you can't afford an apartment. And if you have a family, then you're like 2 hours out of town. So like everyone commutes a minimum of like 2-3 hours. Right. And it's like, you're all living in these random kind of communities that are just popping up in the middle of nowhere. Right. So it's just interesting to see that, like my time in LA as well. Like LA is horrible. It's like you have like, you know, a city of like 30 million people to which 15 million of them commute in and out of the city every day. It's like ridiculous. And as soon as a crash happens, the one road is dicked until midnight, basically. That city's terrible. I've never driven there and I never want to.
That's kind of like the same thing I've been hearing about LA. I've never been to LA. Really, really, really want to go at some point. Rodeo is in LA, right? That's Rodeo.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The Rodeo Drive is one of their fucking shopping fucking places. That's the thing. Like, I have like a yeah, definitely. I have a personal beef with LA, but it's because like, I'm an actor. I'm an actor, right? So when I'm in LA, everyone's a fucking actor and everyone's blah, blah, blah. And it's just like, you can't get away from it there at all. And it's just, LA is one of those cities where it's so, I mean, in reality, it's so fake. And like, it's fun to go like once or twice until you like go down Hollywood Boulevard and you like step off of Hollywood Boulevard and you realize that it's like crackhead central and it's just like literally like a poster put up on a wall covering everything. It's just like, it's a weird city, LA, the city of lost dreams.
Dude, that's what I've heard too, is that you literally like step off of Hollywood Boulevard and you're just like, yo, I'm like, this is mad sketch now.
Oh, no joke. You're getting approached by dealers and prostitutes like 10 steps off Hollywood Boulevard, man. It's like, as soon as you go there, that people will tell you like, oh yeah, Hollywood Boulevard is nice. Just don't like leave Hollywood Boulevard because there's nothing else there. Like,
I do want to visit there. I don't want to live there for the exact reasons that you mentioned. Like, the only thing I've heard from everyone that has moved there, says lived there, is that people be hella fake. They're trying to like, because a lot of people have moved there, you know, to chase their dreams, right? Whether that's acting, writing, or music, or some sort. So like my homie was saying, like everywhere you turn, someone's just like trying to sell you their screenplay, basically.
Yeah, it's one of, I mean, Vancouver actually is getting, can be quite like it as well. But LA is one of those places legit where like any bar, restaurant, store, like anywhere I would go for an extended amount of time and have a conversation with someone, they'd be like, oh, you're from Canada. Oh, what are you doing here? Oh, you're an actor. Oh, me too. And I'm like, oh yeah, well, you're kind of, it's funny because I'm normally not sensitive about that. Like normally I'm like, dope, man, have you been in anything, blah blah blah. But when every single person, like the person cooking your food, the person selling your food, the person giving you your food, is all, they're all like, we're actors. And it's like, okay, cool, are you working or what? Like, I could say I'm a scientist, but if I don't have a degree,
I can say I'm a scientist. And also to everyone here, we're just warming up right now. We'll really, really get things going in a few seconds. I also would like to open up the floor to anybody. If you would like to speak and whatnot, feel free to request. Cam will let you on in and all that good shit.
Yeah, I think we're just waiting on Terra Space here to just get home, I think. So we're just waiting a couple minutes here and then we'll get into things. And pardon me, probably won't be too long of one. Oh man, burpee. Too long of one today. Just gonna ask a few questions and then is it Breevy? I just don't want to say that wrong.
Yes, it is Breevy. A lot of folks say Brevy, but it is Breevy.
Well, it's funny though, because like I had one of those like double takes at first, because I have a friend of mine who's a local like musician in Vancouver, and his name he goes by is Brevner. And I was like, hey, and then I was like, no, different person.
Yes, yes, very different. Yes. Breevy. So super funny. Breevy is actually so I might as well tell you guys the story. So when I came into college, I was like a STEM scholar, like science, technology, engineering, math. And we got to come in early and like just to meet all the other STEM scholars. And one of the ladies that was a scholar as well, she was giving out like nicknames to everybody. She's like, oh, I like to give nicknames. And I'm like, all right, cool, cool. And me and her had been texting a lot. And this is back in the day, like damn near is T9-ish kind of days, or like when you had like a physical keyboard on your phone kind of days. So there was a whole lot of abbreviations being used on like my end. So they're like, you're going to be the abbreviator. And I was like, all right, cool. Like the abbreviator. And then like, she was like, well, let's abbreviate that to Breevy. That's my story.
That's awesome. There's always the nickname person.
Yes, yes, yes. And it just stuck, man. So I'm keeping it going. I used to rap and produce a lot. Now I pretty much mainly focus on like crypto. We'll probably get back into music a little bit more like soon. But for now, crypto Breevy it is. Terra Space Apes, you back at the crib yet?
We are nearly there. In the next 2 minutes, I should be home. I should be home in less than 2 minutes time.
Cool, cool. Shout out to homie Thor. He does a lot of good work for the Mighty Well podcast. Does like writes articles summarizing the different episodes, and like they're super killing it. So give him a follow. If you're not giving him a follow, definitely a good one to follow. Oh, shit. Jimmy just entered the chat. Oh, shit. The otter is back.
Sorry, we just had so. Oh, never mind. He's up. Cool. Feel free to say something there, Jimmy. Sorry, I was just having
a rough time. Got the floor, Jimmy.
Thank you. Waking up. Like, so, I came here, you know, I was listening to you guys for about, I guess, 20 minutes. And I just want to refer to the passage in the title, In Quan We Trust, because I trust Doquan. I trust him a lot, and I think that he's a financial thinker, a thought leader, if that's a correct term. And I also think that, you know, we are very lucky that our moderator is Cameron Bright, Twilight actor, who's running Scared, a streamer and content creator. And I think that, you know, he's into some really good projects like KDA, UFO, and SteamX, you know. And I just really appreciate that we have, you know, a moderator of his caliber here to help this discussion through. And also that Terra Space Ape Society is also here, because that's a collection of 3,000 NFTs on the Luna Network. And it's a DAO, and the ownership structure is all possible because this project is strapped to shoot to the moon. Now, whether or not I can hear the birds as we go to the moon. Wait, can I hear the birds? Ka-ka! 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 Oh, I can hear the birds, guys. And wait, can I hear the rumbling of this rocket ship? The rumbling up into the sky, to the moon, so I can go exchange some Luna tokens of some Terra Space Apes? I can. It's no problem. But what I really appreciate about Terra Space Apes, more than everything else, is that it's just fantastic that there's got themes like Green Rangers, and it's got just awesome designs, and it's got, you know, apes that go into space with spacesuits. It's just incredible. So with that said, I would just like to commend both the hosts and just point out that, you know, you got to get in there. Luna holders, you got to believe in this project as much as you can, despite all the difficulties, financial and otherwise. And I ask that we all start doing a prayer. Hold up with me, dear God, when you go to the pearly gates, within the valley of death, to the shadows, What you want to know? It's like Lazarus rejected. What can you do when that whole luna? You can hear Jesus Christ on the cross. Oh my God, he's telling you, buy more luna. Oh my God. Oh, amen. Amen, Jesus.
Wow.
So I just want to mention that.
Can we get this guy an altar to speak at? God damn.
Guys, I'm with you now.
And the main man,
D5
Jedi in the building.
That was awesome.
So Jimmy's a polarizing figure. Because like Jimmy, you do have some like great, you do have some like good information. Like, I'm not gonna lie. Like, I listen to the spaces. It's just you're such a wild card.
Are you referring to my prayer? But it's for everyone, though.
No. Well, I mean, yeah, I guess the prayer would be a good example of your wild cardness. I think it's a great example of it, but just more so in general, like I do think you have some good takes and some good information. I think it's also, I think you bring, you know, sometimes you do bring important points to the forefront. Like a lot of times we get into these Luna spaces and it's essentially like a Luna circle jerk, you know, a little echo chamber that we kind of get in. But you know, it's, I don't know, dude, you're an interesting character, dude. That's all I can really say, dude. I really glad to have you here. I'm excited to see where it goes from here. To everyone who just kind of like popped in right now, we're just kind of waiting on Terra Space Apes. They'll be on like a few minutes, and then we'll get everything going. This is in fact the AMA. So if you would like to ask a question or something like that, feel free to raise your hand slash, you know, and, become like a speaker and whatnot, and we'll get you up here. Shout out to DeFi Jedi. I love that dude. He's like super killing it. Even though, yeah, this is the right one. Okay, because there's several DeFi Jedis, but this is the right one.
So can I ask you a question, Brevi? I did apply to get on your podcast. Your response to me was, we don't let otters into this space. Can you, by any chance, change policy, please?
Yes. I will for sure change policy. We will have to speak it out. Honestly, I think we should have you on R&B Crypto. We also got Rick in here, too, of Lunatic Station. I think that would be a fun podcast. Me, you, and Rick could nerd out on some shit. We could see where that goes. So we'll get that set up, my friend.
Okay, I understand you think I'm a bit of a wild card to get into your podcast, which I want to mention is the best podcast out here in crypto, because of course Brevi is the host of the Mighty Will Pod podcast, and more than that, he's a content creator for Terra Money, and this is all about getting technical analysis out there for different projects, Luna, Mars, Prism, all the others. He wears some swag sometimes. He wears some glasses sometimes. He's all about great projects.
Hey, you are hilarious,
Jimmy,
bro.
Jimmy, we got Luna, we got RMBT time on later today. I think we'd love to have you come on and share some of your opinions for sure.
I have very, how would you say, carefully crafted opinions for the right response and reaction.
I look forward.
I don't know if I would say carefully crafted, but they are for sure responses. I enjoy them. I don't know. Like I like having like a wild card in the AMA to spice things up. You're the jalapeno to my life right now.
I do want to say I just got banned from the Terabytes room, and I got blocked by the guy, which yeah, I believe is going on currently to this room.
I was in that room for that. you definitely stirred up some business there. I'm excited to see what you stir up here.
No, I mean, I just think that the points they made were not very strong. I mean, obviously, we're not stirring anything up. I'm not a troll, sir. I don't live under a bridge. I'm an otter. I float down the river.
Jimmy, doesn't your profile literally say you're a troll? Like,
yes.
You have a tweet, don't you? Right.
But most people don't check it, so therefore I can't be when I tell them. They just take it at face value, whatever I say.
So I like, so Jimmy is a troll, but he's like a new age troll. Like, it's a different kind of troll. Like, because he does, like, sometimes he does bring up, like, good points. So it's like, it's hard just to define him as strictly just a troll, just kick him out, like he doesn't have anything good to say. Because, like, sometimes he does bring up some excellent points. Yeah.
He's not a river troll. He's a river otter troll.
He's
all I can say, Jimmy, is have you heard of full FSYC, the NFTs on KDA? They are otters. So there you go. That's all I'll say about that for now. Save that for another one. But I want to see, I'll be the one to stir shit up right now, seeing as though we're waiting anyways. What's everyone's thoughts on the last events, last couple days events with Luart and Aston and his cousins?
I'm going to cut it there so we don't go any further with that line of questioning. I'm here, guys, if you want to kick off the AMA. We'll leave that scenario for the end of the conversation.
Yeah. Yeah, no. Cool. Well, yeah. So if you're here and ready, then yeah, let's get things kicked off.
Yeah, I'm cool to start, guys. Hi, we're Terra Space Apes Society. We are not able to say where we are going to be launching today, but we have got a collection of 3,000 NFTs. Within our collection, we have already shown a number of one-of-ones within that collection. Just a brief about ourselves and our team and values. What we're about is about promoting good work and promoting other artists within the NFT community who are looking for inspiration, looking for guidance, and looking for really a general all-round branding behind a project. What we want to do as a brand, as an NFT, and as a project is be able to pre-vet people before they go for a big exchange, for example, a Lua or a Nowhere Art. So they've got all the correct marketing, they've got the correct connections with the right people, and they've got the right understanding of what their vision can look like and how they can progress in the space. What I've seen in prior first layers, blockchains, for example, on Solana and on Ethereum, a lot of these projects fall at the wayside because they don't have the right support behind them, and there's a lot of gatekeepers. And that's personally with myself as well. I've had the same experience. So what we want to do as a brand and as a community is give these people the right platform and the ability to make sure they're working successful, and we have less rugs and we have more projects that have a lot more utility and have longevity within the Terra Luna blockchain.
Awesome. I guess that kind of leads me into my first question that I normally ask. And what, just you personally, what's your background as far as, you know, what brought you to crypto and what brought you specifically more so to NFTs and, you know, what gave you the idea to start your project?
I think, well, if you were to go all the way back, I've always been a creative person from a young age. I went through art school. And then after art school, I had a hard conversation with my father where he said, son, art is not going to get you anywhere in life. You need to pick a field of work where you'll be able to generate an income from. And he forced me to take into something that I didn't want to. So we went through the path of architecture, went and did that as a degree, hated every minute of it. And then after that, kind of got into something I'm a bit more passionate about. Currently in my current role in real life, I am a performance manager. I manage people for a performance manager and well-being in regards to like the company I work for, and it's a big telecom company. But that's what I do currently. And then I thought, you know, mid 2021, that's when I kind of got into the whole crypto space and understanding crypto. And then it was later on when I met my very close friend DeFi Jedi here that I got into more the NFT space and understanding how it all works and how the whole
project, an idea of community. I think my initial understanding was, well, it's just a drawing and that's all it is, and it's just a JPEG. And then the more I dived into it and understood the complexities and the culture behind it, that's what drew me in, and I kind of like wanted to be part of this kind of world and this kind of community. And that's what kind of drew me into the NFT space itself, and then obviously wanting to be somebody that's very creative, wanting to get in on something that I want to kind of spend the rest of my life doing, or while we've got this space available, to be able to kind of do something that I enjoy. Like I said, the job you do in real life is not always what plans out to be, but if you can find something that can bridge that gap for you, and you're happy to go to work and you're happy to do the things you're doing. And I think that's what kind of drew me into this kind of current phase we are with the NFTs.
I actually want to talk to you a little bit about what you said, because you did say like you started off with architecture, but you didn't really rock with it too heavy. Can you kind of go into detail, like why didn't you rock with it?
Yeah, so what happened is, once we, you know, within the UK, it's architecture is a 7-year degree. So you've got your part one, which is it's a 3-year, or it can be a sandwich 4-year degree. And then what happens is you have a placement year, and then you have 2-year national, which is a further second part of your degree, or what we would call a master's. So we all finished our degree. And then we hit with the UK was hit, or the world was hit with the recession at that point. And then what they did is they never let anyone implement the training year. So you have normally a year in industry. And what happens with that year in industry, you get the feel for the job, you get a feel for the different type of material, the different type of complexity in terms of the workload, the programs they use in, because programs always change. So you got to get used to what's being used in industry against what's theoretically used in universities. So we never got that. And that's probably about 15,000 students up and down the whole country never got a position within a company to do some training. Only ones that did would have had either a somebody of a relative or a father, or somebody in a figure that was already in a company would have had some sort of training, but anybody else didn't really get any opportunities because of the recession, you weren't given that option. So what they did is, right, guys, we'll just move you straight into the second part of your degree and do that. So there's a load of students that finish their degree and part two without having that 1-year placement to kind of embed yourself into the actual work line of work. And that's what kind of messed it all up for us in that kind of phase. And in between, like I said, I lost a lot of love for what we were doing. You kind of, when you start something, you feel like you're going to make a change in the world, but then you know, the real life of it is, you're doing little extensions on the back of somebody's house and you're adding little windows. And it's just, it doesn't give you the same satisfaction as what you would have expected when you first initiate yourself into that field of work. When you go to the university, when you go to university, you want to leave something momentous, or you know what, I want to build a design a building that's going to be there for hundreds of years. But, you know, that kind of dream gets shut down very quickly early on.
Yeah, that's interesting for sure. It's funny that you say that. Like, I've only ever met a handful of architects in my day, but one of them was a spouse to someone I worked with over in Belgium, and he was that guy. Like, he was that person that, like, he makes some crazy shit. Like, I think the one building he was working on or contracted to design or whatnot was like it was a hotel that was being built out of a church. So they were basically repurposing this old church into the lobby of this hotel. And I was like, what? And just like the idea of it was insane and everything. It's just like, you know, so I can understand that being able to do that is, you know, kind of like a unicorn chance, I would imagine. You know, like, you got to know people and you got to have a portfolio, which if you haven't designed a building yet, then, you know, I can only imagine how hard it would be to put your foot in the door in that industry, especially after 7 years of school. I think it's funny that as well, to touch on what you said about your art history, like when you started, do you kind of feel then that NFTs are your, you know, somewhat second chance and a way to kind of actually, you know, do that, you know, first original love that you had kind of thing with art?
100% agree with that. I think it's given me that ability to kind of revert back to my doodling and my creativeness and really kind of tap into that natural nature of mine, where before I was constrained with, like you say, with I lost the love of drawing initially because I just stopped drawing and stopped doing anything that was creative. But I think this now, I'm in a point where I've got those kind of, you know, those spontaneous ideas and things that are constantly going through my mind. And it's given me that ability to now kind of really foster an approach of kind of going into something that I really want to spend the rest of, you know, as long as crypto's about, and hopefully it's here forever, to kind of stay in this kind of field of work for the rest of my life. Because it's, to me, at this point, it don't feel like work. And when something doesn't feel like work, that's a good thing. And this, to me right now, it does not feel like work. It feels like something that I enjoy doing. And I want to keep doing it. I think that's helping, like say, it helps with my mental health, helps with being able to be yourself without having any kind of constraints.
Yeah, that's awesome. I mean, it's one of the things that I've talked about before. I know when we had our one-of-one space that we did with Gavert and Andre, I want to say like what? It was 420, so a week ago. Jeez, that was only a week ago. Anyways, it was kind of one of the things that ever since I've gotten into NFTs from my acting background, that's, you know, where I see the next kind of, you know, transition, I guess you could say, or phase of NFTs really is going to be supporting, you know, art students and stuff. You know, it's like for an art, you know, someone who is art based, and that's kind of why I lean more towards, like, you know, Terra and so on for NFTs, because of the gas, right? It's like, if you want to try and support low income artists, which is every artist in school, literally, like, no, none of them are making money, and for them to try and sell, you know, doodles or paintings or just side pieces that they're doing at night when they're not at school is next to impossible for them to generate, you know, a decent amount of money, even if it's just selling like $50 pieces, right? Well, that's impossible when you start thinking of gas fees and so on. And so, like, you're paying $200 to mint. Well, you got to sell the thing for $400 for it to be profitable. Well, now you're not able to just sell $50, $60 paintings, right? And so it's, I find that's the next phase, you know, is really going to be once that industry, like the, you know, art world realizes that that's another avenue for not only collectors to, you know, it's like, you know, at that day, like collecting cards, right? You always want to pull their rookie card and stuff. Well, it's the same with paintings. Most collectors, you want to get the painting before the people are famous. So it's like, you know, I just think it's a way better way to actually get a lot of these artists and everything to a market that, you know, normally they probably wouldn't be able to. Like for an art student to go to a gallery and try and get one of their paintings put in a gallery is next to impossible. They're probably going to have to pay or whatnot, right? So it's just, you know, there's a lot of room for growth and everything, but it's nice to see that, you know, in the next 10-15 years, maybe we'll see a lot more, you know, artists coming to just, you know, light of day because of NFTs and because they will be, in my mind, a lot more accessible, you know. So it's nice that you guys are taking a more artist approach, you know. Obviously, art is subjective, you know, for everyone, but I love your guys's art, you know, so far. Obviously, it is an ape, but it's different for once. So, yeah, I guess, if anything, you know, what was the inspiration for the art and everything? I know in your roadmap, you have a couple different, you know, things planned as far as your serum and so on. So what, you know, touch just on more about your project's art and, you know, the background of it, or like where you see it going and so on.
Yeah, I can do that. Just before we start, I just wanted to give a couple of shout-outs. I've got a couple of people from my community that have already come into the Discord. I've got Harry here as well. He's part of the team. DeFi's part of the team as well. If he gets a chance, if he wants to speak, please come up. But yeah, initially, I understand the ape concept come from, it's a derivative of like you say, from the beginning of Bored Ape Yacht Club. But I think everything has some form of inspiration, because I think everyone's work out there, wherever I see it, I tend to take some sort of inspiration from the work that comes out. And the reason we went with obviously the ape at the time was just something that people could relate to, because prior to doing something like this, we tried something different, which didn't work as well. So it's about finding some a bridge between the communities that already understand NFTs and people that are coming new to the community. So people that may have already come into the project, come into NFTs, already understand how creativeness works, but then people that are new to the platform may need something of something that they've seen before, and what they have seen before is probably an ape project that's done well. So that's what the relativeness was behind picking an ape for the concept or the initial design. But more than anything, it's more what we've done on the one-on-one basis, where we've looked, the majority of that collection, it resonates with my life and my timeline. So every one-on-one piece has had some sort of impact in my life, as a person growing up. Every image that I've picked has a relative or resonates with myself as me growing up. For example, the ones we've seen with the Hulk Hogan. I think one of my community members already worked out my age by just looking at the first three 101s that I released. But I think a lot of those kind of concepts were initiated through my understanding of what my life has been, or what my life has gone through, and I'm trying to get the people that are joined my community, trying to go through that very same journey with me of relevanceness, and people that are, like I said, the older heads that are in the community understand where I'm coming from, and the younger ones just trying to educate them more about what things were like with the pop culture, and what we were kind of, you know, what kind of stuff that we were into at that time, and just trying to bring that back and resonate that with the community, understand how those kind of images kind of really had a big effect on me as a person. So that's what the understanding behind, like, the 101. The collection itself has a lot of nods to a lot of the big communities within the Terror space. And I think, you know what, I have to say, they've been so loving and open with me and my project and my people that I didn't expect this much love from the get-go. You expected to grind hard. But the space itself and the community, the larger Terror community, have been so opening and welcoming to our project and to our community, that it's just nothing but love in regards to that. So nothing but love for everybody in the Terror space. And I think that's one thing that resonates with me compared to the ETH and the Solana. I think a lot of gatekeepers, I do always refer back to gatekeepers, and here I don't see that. I see a larger family with smaller groups within that family, and I think everyone's given everyone that right support whenever I've reached out to, like say, any community I reached out to, I've got a response, and I've got something where I've had a sit down with them already, and it's just so much love right now in this space. And I know we're going through something quite rough recently, but there's so much love out there. And I think the one person that convinced me is the legend himself, the DeFi Jedi, who brought me and kind of said, this is the community for you, for what you believe in, your values as a person, and what you want to see in your project. This is probably going to be a best fit for you. And nothing but, like I say, it's been a seamless exchange in terms of the project coming over here, the ideas we're trying to get across in terms of our project being more community orientated,
our roadmap, if you've had a chance to have a look at it, a lot of it is community-centric in terms of how we want to make the project progress. Everything's very holistic in that approach, and everything is very organic. We don't make a decision. The community makes a decision for us. So everything that we do, like you say, it's all poll-based. We don't want to be able to make any judgment calls or anything without the community giving us the A-OK.
That's awesome. That's awesome. I think Breevy got rugged. So once he tries to get back up, we'll get him in here whenever he's, I sent him a request, just request whenever you can there, Breevy. But yeah, so now you mentioned your roadmap. Obviously, as you said, it's DAO, you know, DAO based for the most part. What are going to be some of, you know, the initial benefits for holders? You know, I see, you know, on your thing here, you've got your DAO reserve, you're going to be, you know, onboarding projects and the anchor and so on. But what other kind of, you know, unique benefits will holders have?
So the unique benefits, we are looking at things, for example, once you've finished the initial, we do initial mint, we're doing something called a swap shop, or what I like to call it is the meat swap. DeFi don't like me saying that, but it's we call it the meat swap. So what we want to do is do the initial collection of 3,000, and then what you've got is an extra 1,000 that will be minted for a swap meet. So what will happen in that process, if you, for example, have minted two NFTs and you feel like they're non-desirables, what we will do is we've got the swap shop open for an X amount of NFTs, and mainly for our core members, which are our OGs and whitelists. If they wanted to, for example, swap their two NFTs for a more desirable NFT, we can do that as well. So we're not just looking for, you know, not the initial approach of that. If you mint one, that's all you get. You've got the opportunity to kind of gamble on that and get something that you may like even more. So that's phase one. When we complete, obviously, mint, then we're going to move on to the swap shop. Pretty much something similar to like what the heroes have done with theirs. And then second one is really our serums. And serums will be, we will be doing a limited collection of serums, of 1,000 serums. And half of that serum will be going straight to the community, airdrop to them. And what they will do is they've got the opportunity there to reduce the number of the collection that's already out there. So it will be a deflationary where you give one of your NFTs, two of your NFTs, and then what we'll do is you use the serum on the NFT, and then you'll get a evolved or evolved version of whatever NFT you've got. And then what that'll do is reduce the collection size that we've already got. Holders that already hold the pieces will hopefully get higher in terms of value. And then after that, we want to be making sure that we move on to, we've got our next collection that we're already kind of working on with the community's voting system, where we will be looking at doing humans. And with the humans, what we want to do is majority of that collection only goes to community base first, and then a small portion of it will be kind of public. So really looking to give the community as much opportunity to take advantage of the project as possible. We're also looking at if you delist your project, delist your NFT, we'll be doing some staking in regards to that. But like I said, that's more to come in the future. We're not clear on where we're going to go with it. We're letting the community kind of get involved and throw the ideas and kind of go with where they want the project to go.
Definitely.
That swap idea is huge. Like, that just made me super duper excited, because to anyone out there, I'm sure you've minted, you know, before and minted some like less desirable NFTs. So just to make sure I got that whole concept correct, you'll be able to essentially, are you burning these two NFTs and then you get to swap one, or are you 100%, putting them 100%. In Lepus?
So the ones that get swapped in, we will be burning them. So there will be the original Genesis collection will be reduced. We hope we can bring that down to roughly around about 1500 to be, once everyone does their swaps, if we can bring that down to 1500, so people that do hold them, they'll become even more desirable, even if they were non-desirable to start off with, just that you're jealous. So it doesn't matter if you may not have the opportunity to swap it, but if you keep hold of it, you'll be able to, like I said, bring a bit more value to that piece.
That is unfathomably fire. All right, so you have, it's two deflationary mechanisms you got going on then, right? You got the swap, and then you also are going to do the serum, right?
Correct.
Yowzers. Woo! I'm excited for this. Oh, you have me at deflationary, my friend. All right, so currently 3,000 with 1,000 kind of put off to... So is it 3,000 in total, or is it 3,000 plus the 1,000?
It's 3,000 for the initial collection, and then there's 1,000 put aside for the swaps. And then what we're going to do, like say, once they run out, it's kind of, you know, we shut up shop with that, and then we move on to next phase, which will be serums. And like I say, we want to make sure half of the serums go to the community, and then half of them will be up for example, on a secondary platform for you to purchase.
So with the, can we talk more about the serum? Like, what do you think you're going to like upgrade the art to?
Oh, I can't really speak too much about that, but imagine, let's just imagine they're going to be a lot more in line with being a bit more wacky in terms of, if you could imagine a fishbowl on one of the guy's heads and then a head exploding and you've got an eyeball popping out of it and you've got the brains popping out. So it's going to be a bit more acquired taste, really. So it is going to be a lot more kind of trippy in that sense. They are going to be, but they're going to be, like I said, a collection of only 1,000. And I think that would make them a lot more desirable when people get hold of them. And then there's going to be traits within them where you'll be earning royalties and things like that. But like I said, I don't want to talk too much about them yet. And hopefully once the community have agreed and they're happy with us and they're happy with the work that's coming out, then we'll kind of announce that kind of part of the roadmap.
Yeah, it would definitely be pretty interesting because, you know, with an initial of 3,000, and depending on how many people burn in that first phase of the swap shop to when you guys drop your serum, you can see vast amounts of those, 3,000 go away. so even having, an original would probably do fairly well for a lot of people, for the holders, you know. So it's definitely super exciting. I like the idea of the swap as well. What was I gonna ask? I lost it. I'll move on to the next one.
Just going back to what you were saying, Cameron, the reason we want to do that is because there may be some people out there that can only afford one NFT. And if it is a common and everyone else has burnt the others, their one piece gets more value for what they purchase. So at the end of the day, we want to make sure that someone that picks up an NFT from us gets that ability to, you know, if they hold it, it gets rarer depending. And then it's up to you at any point for you to do what you want to do with it. Either you do a swap with it, or you do a serum, or you do nothing. And it holds its value in that sense. So, you know, the options, we want to make sure people have the options to do different things with what they've got in terms of the NFT. And then, like you say, with time, anything that you hold and everyone else may have either used a serum or in a swap, you have the Genesis collection. But I don't know if that stops now from people kind of wanting to use a serum or go to the swap shop. But like I say, you've got those kind of options there for you to do more than just hold that one piece.
So I did actually end up remembering my question. So when the serum, you may or may not know in reality yet, but your intentions with the serum, would it be a random outcome, or would it be like said specific ape that you hit with the serum will be morphed into, you know, like, will its clothes be the same but then changed or so on? Because, like, with our wolf, like my wrecked wolf, we have our trippy wolves coming, but they're completely randomized. At first, a lot of people were like, oh, nice, I bought this one because I want to see the trippy crown, but it's not going to happen that way. So are you intending for it to be a random outcome, thus, you know, creating new traits and so on? Or is it going to be an actual kind of like morph of said NFT?
I think from our end, I think doing something that might be a bit more morphed may take a lot longer just by understanding it. It may take a little bit longer depending on how long the community are willing to wait. But if we, what my idea would have been really originally would be to generate a new collection. So whenever you do use the serum on it, the traits would be randomized. But like I said, we can look at all avenues in regards to how the actual serum takes part in how your NFT changes, where we could do it with the existing traits that are already there, or would they like to see newer traits? I think something that we can probably look at with the community, where they want to go with it. But from my understanding, I think if they want the collection to come out a little bit earlier, it probably would have to be randomized, generated images that have already come through, and then you kind of get one through the generator.
Yeah, I guess they both have pros and cons in reality. Like, I wouldn't, and like, I don't mind the randomized feature. I know some people, obviously, it's like, oh, you get a crazy one and you want to morph it, blah, 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 blah. But yeah, it's like, you know, and I feel like it adds more of a literal kind of, pardon me, a use case to the serum where, you know, if it's randomized, some of them you might not want to use the serum on, right? So it's a good feature to have either way. Speaking of traits and everything now, I know certain collections, I know you have mentioned already that you're definitely more like one of one style and so on. Do you plan to have kind of like an extensive amount of traits, or are you going to keep it to a lower amount and have, you know, proper kind of exclusive ones? Or, you know, what's your like ranking going to kind of be like? Are you going for the subculture traits, or are you really going for like unique traits to your collection only?
I think what we've done, if you've been in the community or you've seen some posts, we've asked the community to, so initially we've had the X amount of traits that we've already done, and I felt that I want to get the community involved, so I've put out a contest within our community to add extra traits, and we've already got, like saying, certain traits which have got nods to certain communities. So you've got subcultures that are going to be forming, but I've already kind of looked at my collection currently, and I worked out what would look like a sub, hopefully what looks like a subculture within the whole Terra space, within that. But what I would like is more community involvement in the initial phase as well. So that's why we've put that contest out, so the community feel like they've got involved with the initial collection. It's not just come from us. They've had their input in it. So there is going to be traits that the community have picked, so they know, they can see that, you know what, whatever they say goes, and their input is largely part of how we evolve this project. So there is going to be nods to a lot of communities out there. Can't say who, but you may have already seen in some of the images that we've already kind of put out there. But there is going to be some future kind of traits where you may see even a wreck wolf cap on one of the apes. You may see a galactic punk crown, or you might already see a skelly crown. You might even see like a lunar bull kind of horns on one of the apes. So there's going to be loads of variety in terms of culture, in terms of different community kind of cross-pollinating with each other.
And that's what we want to kind of get involved within that collection. That's what we want to, that's the outcome we want, is that cross-pollinization with other larger communities. And how have we done that is through collaborating with nods to each community with either a one-of-one or either a trait that resembles their iconic piece within their culture or their community.
Got to be iced out in space, right? but yeah, I guess that in reality, that leads back to, I'm assuming, a lot of your reasoning or, I guess, you know, drive to be a part of the Luna space as well. Like, I know myself coming from Kadena, it's quite amazing to see, you know, the love from other projects too, you know, like even, you know, speaking of Skeleton Punks with what, you know, obviously the unfortunate happenings that happened with them, to quickly see how, you know, really fast the community doubled down and, you know, supported their literally supported them fully and backed them. And, you know, it's not only that, but it's other projects helping other projects. You know, I got to chat with the Galactic DAO and obviously having, you know, even like the Wrecked Wolf guys, you know, it's a very community driven community and ecosystem. So it's obviously a nice thing to see that you guys are focusing on, and I think it's going to do amazing for you.
I truly love this project's focus on the community, like allowing the community to really feel like they have a place in what's going to be going on in the future is going to be huge. Because I'm seeing already that you're going to have, like, community is going to be able to, like you said, vote on whether or not, like, the serum is going to affect more so traits that you already have, or is it going to just affect, or is it going to just add more traits? So, I really like projects that do focus on that community aspect. I do have to ask you, is Terra Space Apes, how big is the team there? Is it just you doing all this, or you got a lot of folks? Kind of talk to us about that.
So there's somebody already in the group, Harry Q. He's my brother-in-law, but he's not managed to get us involved recently because my sister is heavily pregnant at the moment. So he's been having to look after her, and I'm their one child already. Other members in the team is DeepEye Jedi. He is the person that's giving us all the alpha, how we kind of communicate with other communities. We've got Rex. Obviously, everyone knows who Rex is. He's the community. He's our he's our Discord manager. But I think more than just a Discord manager, he's a person that kind of brings that community together. So we've got a couple of people in the team, but we are always looking to evolve that team to make it a larger team in terms of breaking subcultures and then also bringing moderators in and people that can work on certain aspects of within what we're trying to evolve Terra Space as a brand. So we probably have like a team that will slowly kind of embed in terms of like finance, research. So like I said, there's plenty of opportunity for that team to grow. Initially, yes, we are a very small team, but I think we are the core members. We've got people that are more on the advisory board that have been supporting the project. Can't name their names as well at the moment, but there is more people that have been supporting me behind the scenes with this project and guiding me through the Terra world, really. So there's more people within the project at the moment, but the core team, we've got, like I say, a very small team at the moment.
I guess just to touch on it quickly, you may or may not know. I know you have on your roadmap, it says you're looking at anywhere from 90 to 110 UST. So it's like super decent price, obviously, to get at least a few of them. Not financial advice, I should say. But yeah. So do you guys have any idea as far as the time frame of launch? I know you might not have any of that worked out yet, but are you planning for, you know, like Q3 or, you know, the next month, or what should people be, you know, looking out for in the next little while, you know, as far as like possibilities to get whitelisted, any potential giveaways, what is the marketing, I guess I should say, going to look like prior to launch?
Just to start with, we have got already commitments with collaborations with a lot of the larger communities within the Terra network. NDAs, I can't disclose who they are at the moment, but you may have already seen we've done one with the Skelly Punk crowns. So we've done their one. There's going to be some coming hopefully in the next couple of weeks. We have got a date, and it's June. We had an initial date, which was early June, which we've done a little bit of a pushback just because we don't feel that, you know, the community, all aspects were going to be in the right place by then. And I feel it's more important that we do everything the right way rather than just trying to get to mint early while we've got the hype or the support. I think more important for me and my team is that we do it the right way. And make sure. So we've pushed back on the date. Hopefully, we are looking more towards the back end of June. That's when the mint date will be. And like I say, when we actually secure that, we'll probably let the community know what that date's going to look like. But yeah, for future marketing, we've already got the commitments from the bigger projects within the Terra community, but like I said, at this moment can't disclose who they are. We have got one that I may be able to talk about. I think DeFi allows me. I think we've got one with the Bud Club from the Hellcats, and they've got we've got a real cool one of one that we worked on with them, and it represents their, you know, their sub community, their culture. And then obviously you may have seen an iced out ape. So there's somebody that's iced out that's going to be having a collab with us in the future. So like I said, there's a lot of possibilities. We're not closing ourselves off to anybody that wants to collaborate with us. As long as their values of their project align with ours, we are happy to do a collab. So for me, it's more important that I find the right projects rather than the big projects. It's more about whose project and whose community align with what we're doing as a project and a community.
That's awesome. And will there be, I guess, will there be one of ones as a part of the collection, or are they going to be kind of, you know, more like giveaway marketing style one of ones?
They're going to be one of ones for their community. So the ones we want to do, they may go towards their treasury or their DAO. And then we have got ones that we're doing for like Angel Protocol, where we want to auction that one off. And that will go, like say, full proceeds will go to Angel Protocol. We've got the one of one for Angel. And every one of one we are doing with those sub communities, we will be allocating a percentage of that to Angel as well. So we're really big on charity and giving. We are looking apart from Angel, we are looking at one called the Yellow Boat. Yellow Boat, it's about these boats that are produced for kids to get into different schools because it's third world countries, they're having to swim to get to their school. So Yellow Boat is a project we just want to shine a little bit of light on, where they kind of get these canoes for these kids to be able to get across the river banks and everything to get to school. So they, you know, we want to look at also like Angel, we want to look at the more smaller protocols out there which are trying to do good work out there in regards to charity, if that kind of answers your question.
Yeah, definitely. And it's awesome. Yeah, that's a cool idea, the Yellow Boat. I like that. And yeah, it's, you know, it's just nice to see for sure. Whenever anyone can try and give back, right, let alone the projects themselves putting, you know, pieces up, right? And in my mind, it just shines a good light on you guys and gets everybody into the project, right? So. We ended up losing Brevi again. He must be having phone issues. Well, I mean, I'd say, I mean, most of my questions are done other than trying to get alpha out of you, which you probably don't want to give. But, oh, we got DeFi wanting to come up. So I guess DeFi is going to come on up. I'd say I forgot to actually mention, shout out to DeFi for actually setting this up. He was the one that first mentioned it to me and everything. And so thanks for doing that. I know, you know, times are a bit tough. So thanks for stopping by and, you know, thanks for being here and thanks for setting it up as well.
Just before DeFi goes, can I just say, this is the man that brought me to this community. And he's got the heart of the size of Texas. And it's solid gold. So just everyone that's out there, please kind of support him. He's going through something right now, but we want to be there for him as we are for everybody in this community. And I, like I say, I see him as my blood brother. He's helped me when nobody even kind of looked at me as a project previously. So him just kind of giving me guidance and support means so much to me. And that's why, you know, he's one of my core team members. And I wouldn't change him or Hooligan for anyone. That, you know, it doesn't matter. I will fall on my shield with my project as long as those people are still with me.
Brother, can you guys hear me?
Yeah, you're a little robotic sounding, but we got you.
Sorry, I'm driving in the middle of nowhere. I'm somewhere between, I left Montana. I think I'm in Colorado, maybe. I don't know yet. I'll know in a minute.
You'll know when you get there, eh?
I know, right? I'll know when I see that next sign. I know I'm close. I wasn't sure I was going to be able to make the space with you guys. I decided to do a little soul searching trip, and I'm driving down to Texas. But I did get a chance to get on and hear some of that, and like you guys, it was great to hear the expansion, the growth of what our community, what the Terra Spaces has already done in a short time because of. I want to say our founder, our leader, you know, his vision is truly to give back. Like, there's another founder in the community that is similar. I would say Kenny from Astro Heroes, the way that he has dived into really pushing hard to give back, and also being open to constructive criticism and open to feedback. Like it's just been amazing the response that he's had and that we've been able to see is reflective in the community already as how well it's grown. And thank you guys for hosting this space with the Terra SpaceX, Cameron and Breevy. I know Breevy got rugged. I know he had to take off too. But like, appreciate you guys taking your time to get a chance for people to hear more about what these guys, what's being built. And like, it's going to be huge. So this is a collection that really has pulled together every bit and piece of what I dreamt an NFT would be, a collection would be, and what our founder has, right? Like this thing's built with love and a ton of our, you know, like he said, a piece of him. Like every 101 is a representation of such a great piece of history from either his childhood or growing up. You know, and it's kind of cool because that's how the set got built, like he said. And I don't know if it was covered or not, but I believe Brevi asked, like, will all the 101s be given away or will some be in the mint? Will you be able to mint some of those? And I'm pretty sure that somebody's going to mint some 101s that are going to blow their minds, you guys. Whoever mints Hulk Hogan, I'm going to have to be, like, I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm going to have to give, like, probably my lightsaber and my favorite bong and a Hellcat. I don't know. But...
Well, there you go. It has been said. The DeFi will sell his life for the Hulk Hogan ape.
This is it. But thank you guys again, and appreciate all your guys' love and support for the Terra Space Apes, you guys. This is a phenomenal community, and I couldn't be happier having you guys to share this space with them today.
Yeah, thanks again. I guess I will just say real quick, we've got Bacaramo, so hopefully I didn't butcher that name, coming up here. Anyone from the crowd, anyone who wants to come up, ask questions, just say hi, feel free, just request to speak, and then toss your hand up, and we'll get to you when we can. Sorry there, Bakri, you feel free, go ahead.
Hello, guys. Well, I see that your space is very amazing, and what this guy coming talking about is very great, and I really love your space. Well, I see this space in my page, and I come across of this space. I decided to join. Then I was listening, and I see that it's very interesting and amazing. Then I decided to join, and thanks you guys all to be listening kindly for everyone. And I'm greeting from the Gambia, West Africa. My name is Bacaramo, and I'm so glad to be here.
Awesome. Yeah. Thanks for coming by, and thanks for enjoying as well.
Yeah. It's great to be like in this world. It's great to be knowing so many things, to be asking questions and people answering you, so that you can know much in this world, because anyone know everything in this world. People know things one another. You can know this and someone can know that also. No one knows, so we have to give each other motivation things. This life is really very great. Like the world is going right now, it's Russian and this Ukraine, as you can see that crime that is very hard is affecting all these African countries like Gambia right now. How things are with us right now, the government also, we are having a very bad government here. They used to take the donation from outside countries and people that they used to look after. The poor peoples, they don't look after us.
So yeah, it's a nice thing for, you know, it's one of the reasons why I got into crypto in the original days, you know, like just, you know, a short while ago, is that it does, you know, it's the communities that really empower themselves, you know, it's like, and crypto does that. NFTs, it's kind of insane how easily it puts, you know, puts the power into your hands, right? And you know, it's something that the world needs, you know. And it's I'm in North America myself, so you know, we're that life, but you know, it's governments all around the world are taking power from us left, right, and center, you know. And you know, it's freedom of speech, everything, all those fights these days, right? So it's nice to, you know, put it back into the power of the people, you know. So yeah, either way, just glad you're able to, you know, gain some knowledge, and we're able to share some knowledge, and hopefully, you know, benefit everybody in here, because that's what we're here for.
As I'm talking to you, even you guys right now, the people are trying their best. Before, they used to go to the forest, we used to fetch firewood and sell it to feed our families, but the government come and stop everything. They said anybody did a good job in the forest, it will be locked in jail for 3 years. So as I'm talking to you guys right now, things are even so hard for us right now. The village around our people, we are neighbors. If you go to our neighbors, sometimes people also, if you tell them that, if you ask them for food, they also tell, they are even lack of food. And for me, I'm at 19 years old. I'm living with my 4 siblings in a small village called Kemuje, and things are so hard for us right now. That's why I also decided to speak my story here. If anyone could understand our situation, we would really love to get help from anyone, any kind of help, so that even we can get some cup of rice to eat at home.
Yeah, I think from our side, from Terra Space, we are looking at being able to give back to the community and give back to, like, say, charitable organizations. Tell you a little bit about myself. Previously, we used to do a lot of convoys to different third world countries. This little bit when I was a lot younger, we used to go to third world countries with convoys of medicine, food, and supplies, just to keep people going. Like, we've been to, currently been to Syria, they've been to the Gaza Strip. So this is something that kind of resonates with me quite deeply in regards to giving back. And part of my heritage and culture and religion is that we give back 2.5% of your current wealth. So we do that every year. So it's just really giving back to those people that are in need. And we do that on a yearly basis, and we do it as much as we can. And like, you know, it's nice that you shared that kind of with us, that your experience, and hopefully we can do as something as a community to help.
Well, that's amazing. Well, even Gambia here, we had people used to help people, used to give government the donations, but they don't look after us, the poor people. And things, as I'm talking to you guys right now, I'm living with my four siblings, but we have lost our parents years ago now. So I'm the older brother of the family. I used to take good care of them. So as I'm talking to you guys right now, things are so hard for us right now. Even we go to our neighbors to ask them for food, they explain the same situation also. So that's why I'm really here to ask you guys for kind of help. Any kind of help, we would really appreciate it. Just if you get some cup of rice, we would really appreciate it at home so that we can get something to eat with my siblings. And my little brothers are very young. I'm the elder brother of the family.
Do you know what, mate? Shout me a DM and let's talk and let's see what we can do for you right now. Within the next couple of weeks, something. Let's see if I can get something over to you guys. In regards to
I have followed you and I would love you to follow me back. And any kind of help, any little kind of help, we appreciate it. Just if you get some cup of rice to eat right now at home, because right now I leave my siblings at home crying there. They don't get no food. So that's why I rushed to the internet cafe to sleep there so that I can have some connection. Then I come into my Twitter page and I see this place. Then I decided to join to explore my situation. If anyone could follow your kindly heart, we really appreciate it to get some cup of rice at home.
Yeah, we'll definitely, we'll reach out and we'll try and get something figured out. I'm going to pop you back down. And if we have anybody else that wants to come up and ask any questions or anything like that, feel free. Thanks again to Backrama for popping up. And yeah, we'll reach out to you and we'll try and figure something else out. Even reaching out to Angel Protocol and maybe seeing if there's anything in that in your area that they can reach out to and, you know, put some funds into, right? Well, we'll figure it out. That's what the community is here for. And I think we got Harry Q up here from the team. Welcome and thanks for coming by and feel free.
Yeah, hi there, everyone. Hope everyone's well. I just wanted to send a message to that guy that was speaking as well. You know, make sure you get in touch with TerraSpace. We've definitely got something in there for you. You know, we are here to help the community, and it's something that we believe in massively as well. But it's great to be on this community. There are going to be big things going on. You know, we are here to help everyone on this group, and we do want to move forward as well. We have great strategies in place as well, and a great leader as well, TerraSpace, you know, and especially with DeFi on the side. You guys are going to teach me a lot of things, and at the same time, we're going to share it with the whole community, you know, and moving forward, that's what we want to do. We want to make this as unique as possible. We want to get speaking to a lot of bigger people out there and kind of share our best experiences with them as well. And then they can do the same as us, kind of create a new kind of trend going on. And if anyone wants to get involved, you know, guys, just shout out to us and we can speak, we can talk, and we can create this space. Definitely.
Alrighty. Well, I mean, if anybody else, you know, I don't know if anyone else wants to say anything. Jimmy, you've been up here and you've been quiet since the beginning. I don't know if you want to say anything, but no, I'd be more than happy to finishing it off there. We ran actually longer than I thought we were going to. Been almost an hour and a half, I guess, now. So, I will just say again, thanks to Terra Space Ape Society. Thanks to DeFi Jedi. Thanks to Terra Spaces, the recorders downstairs there. Thank you very much. Harry for coming by. Jimmy, you're new to me, but you're awesome. Thanks for coming by and literally like making my morning with your opening statements. That was awesome. Caw-caw, caw-caw. Yeah, thanks for everyone for coming by. This is recorded, so feel free to, share, like it, retweet it, all that fun stuff. You know, get the word out there. Is much appreciated and much obliged. And just thanks for coming by and listening. And, check out Terra Space Apes. I believe for you guys, your Discord and Twitter are best place to keep up with the haps.
Yeah, in regards to that, I think you've we talked about this, but I just want to put it out there, guys. In Cameron's following, guys, we are going to put a giveaway of our one-of-one Wolverine. And that's a nod to, obviously, Cameron in regards to the X-Men. So there, once that's fully completed, I didn't know if he knew about it, but we're going to do it. That one-of-one is going to his community for him to put out there. So once that fully completed, he's already got a kind of image of it, but we've not put a background onto it yet. But that's going to be there for a giveaway. We will be doing some giveaways in regards to whitelist and one-of-ones. The whole one-of-one collection pretty much will be mintable, and there's only going to be a few that will be held back for just for giveaways and contests and for other communities.
Yeah, super hyped on that Wolverine, and the other one of ones I've seen, which haven't been too many, but a couple of them, they look awesome, man. And the art alone just looks awesome. So I'm stoked to see what the community is going to come up with as well, because it's funny, because I actually feel like a lot of the, you know, major sub communities or trait sub communities in the Terra space, a lot of them have actually generated from community art. So I think, again, it's an amazing, an amazing feature that you guys are doing. And I can't wait to see even just the community traits that come out of it. So yeah, it's going to be awesome. We did get OG Dreamer up here as well. Feel free to say something before we head out.
How are you all? Yes, we are launching this new collection with a great artist that wanted to mix like two specialities on one NFT. That is a Dreamer, it's a Dreaming Lemur. It's a new concept, but yes, it will be great to start like working together with another project and to start building this community and with a roadmap that could be defined by the community. Also, we launched our project on last Monday, and our artist is like working hard just for 2 months ago, designing this new concept. And we're open to work together to define new things, utilities. We are trying in order with looking Lemur's foundations in order to maybe share some charity there. We are defining that. But yes, it's a lot of work to do. Maybe you that have projects that are with other. I don't know if you have any questions or something that could come to your mind. Are you there? You can maybe the DeFi Daddy. I have been following you some days ago, and Papa Lemur, one of our main artists, and that is working our Discord. We are now 500 on Discord. We have many members, more members on Discord than on our Twitter, and we are building this community. Yes, it's great.
Yeah, that's awesome, man. Definitely feel free to give me a follow. I'll follow you back, and we can definitely chat about doing a space or something as well. If I've learned one thing, which we've chatted about here already, the Luna community, as far as not just, you know, the collectors and so on, but also the projects, are very open to working with other projects. So, which, you know, Terra Space Apes has already said in this AMA as well. So definitely reach out to them, and if they, you know, if you guys are on the same vibe, then I'm sure they'll work with you no problem. And I think that will pretty much finish us off here. Thanks again. I did see a couple people hop in here late. Sweaty Sally's I saw there real quick, and the Luna Miners NFT and everything. So just thanks for popping by and everything. Again, it will be recorded, so, you know, feel free to listen in if you missed out. And yeah, we will talk to you guys all later, I guess, and have a great day. What's up there, Dreamer? Sorry, you want to say something real quick?
No, yes, that is true what you say of the community, how Terra is amazing, community building, all the great and good vibes. Tiny Scouts members also were really kind with us, and they really wanted to build community. So there, I think that there are many projects with great guys and that want to build something big here. But yes, it's amazing. Thank you very much for the opportunity, and we are open mind to to do our best and to work with as many as we can in order to build something people want and with a great, better experience from other projects. Yes, thank you.
Yeah, shoot me a DM and we can talk with our team and see what we can do in terms of like a collab. I think just want to quickly touch on a point that you were talking about. We've got something within our DAO where we've got artist proposals. So you've got grants that you can apply for if an artist, well, the whole concept of it was, some people don't have the luxury to work on a project while they've got their in real life stuff going on. So we want to be able to fund people to take time off work, you know, the bills, the electricity, everything taken care of, so they can kind of concentrate on just on getting their project out there. Because like mine took me almost 4 months to get out there, but really if I had an ability, if someone gave me a grant or something that I could apply for, I could probably get my collection out in a shorter period of time. So we want to be able to give the opportunity to people in our community if they wanted to apply for any funding for their project and how to get that out there quicker and not having to worry about, like you say, putting a roof over their head or putting food on the plate.
Perfect. I send you a follow. I'm a member of the administration of this project. I'm on the Discord, and I will tell the Papa Lemur, that is one of the our artists and number one here, that to contact you, Terraspace, and yes, let's chat. It's amazing what you have told us. Thank you.
I've already followed you back, bro.
Alrighty. Well, yeah, again, thanks for everyone who came by. Thanks for all the speakers. Feel free to listen to the recording. I'm assuming we'll probably do another space here with Terra Space Apes as well prior to, you know, a little closer to their launch, do a little hype party. Obviously, we did mention the fact that there will be some giveaways. They're awesome and they're giving me a one of one to give away. There'll be plenty on the horizon is what I'm trying to say. I'm running out of words. I guess for everyone in the world, good morning, good afternoon, good night. Hope you guys have a great rest of the weekend. And hope everyone's happy and healthy and, have a great day. And we shall talk to you all later.
Tag my friend, tag everyone.
Amazing. Have a great day.
Take care, then.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for checking out another episode of The Ether. That was Brevi and Cameron Bright hosting an AMA with the Terra Space Apes, recorded on Saturday, April 30th, 2022. For TerraSpaces.org, I'm Finn. Thanks for listening.
Laying there at night while I'm counting sheep. Brain on repeat, no amount of please. Would you shut the fuck up? Yo, I'm trying to sleep. Not till you write it down to remind your genius ass in the morning. When you wake up to realize it was nothing more than a weird dream. And you feel like everybody's on the tape, but things aren't always what they seem. What's real to me isn't real to you. Living this reality is barely new. And if you've seen this little feud, you'd be filling up your gas tanks too. We're living in a fucking simulation of a simulation. Don't look back or you'll get sucked into the miscommunication. All this dumb fucking ruckus, drink bleach here. Keep a tight demeanor and swing for the bleachers.
This ball is crushed.
I feel like I wanna kick the bucket over, spill the fun, release some of the means of hunting all these silly motherfuckers coming at us like we don't got a bunch of guns or something. These are fucked up times we're living in, and I don't need the judgment. Free to suffer, no need to suffer, the leaders busted, freedom hunter, disagreements wander. Cold streets filled with screaming bottom feeders. Take me to your leaders, blasting propaganda through the speakers. So if you wanna build, let's build. But if you wanna steal, get buried in the field. Double duty at the Rockin' Rudy, coppin' fruity, not a newbie. Got the Ruby's hostile, looking like Chewbacca, threw me through the window. Fucking sue me, now I'm looking all hypnotic bougie with a bunch of suckers I went to school with who barely knew me. Students sitting here, fucking clueless, looking at the next duck, trying to see who the goose is. Should've paid more attention to the hole in the boat. Now tell me why y'all still vote.
Channel Spaces.